Hello again, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser speaking to you on behalf of Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and today our reading begins in John chapter 15 and verse 1. Reading from the Word of God, it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Now the Lord Jesus, by this point, had already said to his disciples at the end of chapter 14, "Arise, let us go hence," or "let us go from here." The Lord Jesus and his disciples now began making their way out of the upper room, down into the darkened streets of Jerusalem, where they would eventually cross over the Brook Kidron to the Mount of Olives and go up to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Lord Jesus so often prayed. But as they're going along, the Lord Jesus begins to teach his disciples again. And it's interesting, just as the location has changed, so the tone of the teaching changes as well. In chapters 13 and 14, he was with his own, his disciples, in a private setting. They were in a private upper room celebrating the Passover banquet. But now they're out in the streets. Now they're coming out into the public view, as it were. And the Lord Jesus, as they're going along, now begins to shift the conversation away from his work in the disciples and his personal work through them. Now he's going to emphasize their witness to the world and him doing the works in light of the world. So the Lord Jesus says in chapter 15, verse 1, "I am the true vine." Now, why did the Lord Jesus say this? Why not say, "I am the vine"? After all, he says earlier in the Gospel of John, "I am the light of the world," or "I am the door," or "I am the good shepherd." Why does he here say, "I am the true vine"? He didn't say, "I am the true door." Why say the true vine? I believe it's because that numerous times in the Old Testament, Israel itself was referred to as God's vine. In fact, Old Testament historians and authorities tell us that there was a vine outside the temple, a golden vine, that was on the actual temple building in the time of Herod the Great, and that was to symbolize the nation of Israel. Perhaps most famously, Israel is referred to as a vine in Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah there speaks about the Lord planting a vineyard. He talks about the Lord coming and finding a fruitful hill and beginning to work on that hill and remove all the stones and to prepare the ground and to build a wine press and to build a wall around the vineyard to protect it from predators, from foxes and things that might spoil the vine. And the Lord here was working in this vineyard of Israel and did everything possible to prepare it for the harvest. Everything possible to expect that when harvest time would come, there would be much fruit for his glory. But Isaiah says when he looked for it to bring forth fruit, it brought forth sour grapes, or rotten grapes, or as the Hebrew literally has it, a stench. Yes, Israel had been a disappointment by and large. Aside from a remnant that followed the Lord, a small group of people that believed here and there, for the most part, the nation hadn't become the witness to the pagan Gentile nations around about that God wanted. They hadn't produced the beautiful fruit that he was looking for. Repeatedly, they had failed. In fact, identity in Israel was not a guarantee of salvation. The Jews of the Lord Jesus' time wanted to claim that because they were physical descendants of Abraham, that meant they were saved. But the Lord Jesus told them, no, like Abraham, they had to come by faith and be saved that way. Physical descendancy alone would not involve and lead to salvation. But the Lord Jesus here says, "I am the true vine." In contrast to Israel, which failed so miserably in bringing forth fruit for God, I am the vine that will really produce the fruit God is looking for. I am the one who can produce what he wants: love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, self-control, righteousness. All of these things the true vine can produce, and all of these things Christians can produce as vines, as branches rather, in the vine.